I'm Billy Henry, and this summer, we're offering a special deal to fans of Stardate. You can get year-long subscriptions to our same-day radio podcast and Stardate magazine for a total of just $35, $10 off the regular price. Details at stardate.org, and thank you for your support. Stardate, August 15th. 50 years ago this summer, astronomers Russell Hulse and Joseph Taylor went pulsar hunting, and they bagged a real trophy, a binary system that contained a pulsar and another dead star. The discovery and their later analysis of the system earned Hulse and Taylor the 1993 Nobel Prize in Physics. Both members of the binary are neutron stars, the crushed cores of once mighty stars. Each is about 1.4 times the mass of the Sun, but only about as big as Earth. One of the stars rotates rapidly, sending out pulses of energy at each turn like a cosmic lighthouse. That makes the star a pulsar. It spins about 17 times per second, but the timing changes ever so slightly as the stars orbit each other. The changes have revealed that the stars are spiraling closer together, by about 3 millimeters per orbit. The stars are getting closer because they're losing energy by producing ripples in space and time known as gravitational waves. They were predicted by Albert Einstein's theory of gravity, but the binary star system provided the first evidence that the waves actually exist. The two stars should slam together in a few hundred million years, producing a torrent of gravitational waves. In August of 2017, in fact, a gravitational wave observatory heard the merger of another pair of neutron stars. More confirmation that Einstein's theory of gravity was right. Our web address is stardate.org. For the University of Texas at Austin MacDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.